Just very excited to get this groundbreaking going and knowing that we have a new facility coming online. As I mentioned a little bit up on the stage, I had an opportunity. I've seen a lot of these college and universities and the facilities that they're putting online and what an incredible job they do. And for unfortunately, I haven't been invited to many NFL facilities, so I can't say I've ever been to any of them. But to see everything that's new out there, the technology, the way our game's evolving with sports science and all the new coming in that area, and for us to be able to stay competitive and to compete at the level we need to compete at, having a new facility like this and providing our players with the best support we can will be incredible. And I know how excited our players will be once we get in here.
Rick, what were some of the things that you wanted to see incorporated into this place?
Well, just working, I know, with Krause Anderson and especially with the architects Crawford and David Murphy, I actually went on a trip with him to Oregon's facility. And they're not going to probably have me pick out the drapes or the carpeting, but to sit the layout of the football part of the building, the way the locker room's laid out, the training room, the weight room, the practice fields, how our offices are configured in the team meeting room. So to get out there and see all these different colleges in different ways and knowing Coach Zimmer and his philosophy on how he wants things set up as far as, you know, the best, why we built the temporary team meeting room, you know, where he wanted a specific way because he thinks that's the best way our players will learn, and plus he can keep their eye on them during team meetings. So there's a lot of unique and innovative things that are out there, and to get a chance to just grab an idea from here and grab an idea from there and to put it all together and come up with your own plan on what you think would be a first-rate and unique facility is exciting to be a part of that project.
What are some of the more unique things you think?
Well, it's just, I would say, you know, the way the locker room is laid out. I would say the way the meeting rooms are now, and the team meeting rooms. You know, for example, nowadays, at some of the facilities I've been at where they have the position meetings, they're shaped like theater, where it's up at different levels. And they have, for example, maybe 10 to 15 feet behind that seating area for players to stretch, to do rollers. So before the meeting starts, if they want to come in early, they have the opportunity, and we'll provide them the opportunity to do some things that they normally wouldn't have that chance to do.
Rick, to what extent would you say this facility can help you in recruiting free agents?
I think, you know, just like the new stadium, I think, was a big factor this year. It's always going to come down to your football team, and it'll come down to the financial commitment you're willing to make to the player. I think a lot of it has to do with your coaching staff and our head coach. But now, to add that into going into a new stadium at U.S. Bank Stadium, and now this TCO Performance Center, I think, you know, if we continue to go in the route we're going on the football field, I think it's very attractive for free agency.
When do you think you might make a decision on whether you move training camp to the new facility and what factors potentially might go into that?
You know, we haven't had any discussions at all about that. That's down the road. And if we do move at all, I know Mankato's been great. It's been our home for 50-odd years. They do an unbelievable job down there. That's why we've been there so long. So, but all that will be determined down the road.
Rick, you extended Coach Zimmer's contract, and you talk about a future with him here in this facility that's going to open up a few years. Any details about that contract?
I won't get into any details about the contract, but I know talking with our ownership and myself, we felt very strongly that with the new U.S. Bank Stadium coming online, with this new practice facility coming online, with where we're at as a football team right now, that there's no question that Mike Zimmer is going to be our head coach here, and he is the right guy to lead us into the future.
Rick, with the Twin Cities Orthopedics partnership, would you consider any kind of on-site, like MRIs, facilities like that, that would make sense to...
That's a little bit out of my lane right now. I know that they have talked about all the developments that's going to go on around here. I know we've been partners with in utilizing their doctors and their orthopedics with Dr. Larson and Dr. Coxia and Lurpitz. They've been unbelievable with our players and and the quality of care the TCO provides our football team is incredible. And now to be partners with them going into the future just solidifies that partnership.
Earlier than what people are projecting. I mean, you can just see it around the corner. Yeah, everyone was waiting for the stadium. Now
right now, I see around the corner. Heading back down to Mankato here in a minute.
No, earlier than projected, 2018.
I think it's important. I know for us to get together, like we mentioned up on stage, that we're spread out all over Minneapolis. We have people downtown. We have people at the new stadium. We have people across the street from Winter Park. We have people at Winter Park. And so just unconnected. And I know the ownership felt it was a priority to get this online as quickly as they can. And hopefully, just like the stadium was done on time, that this project, I have no doubt, will be done on time as well.
Last question.
Your stay here, obviously, none of this ever happened before you were here. Now you do have the stadium. Is it easier to envision this and everything else for this team now
that? I have no doubt when our ownership gets behind a project that it's going to happen. And they have proven that with the new stadium that was very difficult to get done. And they have proven it here, committing to a new practice facility.
Right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Mayor Mike.